Hey, everybody, this is Trippy from Trippy Cupcakes. I got my boy Big Kurt over here. We got a good one for you guys. It's been a little while since we threw one up. Time is 5:32 on Thursday, June 25th of 20 motherfucking 20, ladies and gentlemen. What a fucked year. Motherfucking people just getting caught on that Me Too shit. The dude from Workaholics, Chris D'Elia, that was the chomo in his episode, actually got caught being a fucking chomo. So it's like they knew, and they took the episode off of Hulu and shit, which is... Bieberhole69. What's his name on there?
Holy shit, did he really turn out to be that?
Yeah, dude, which is fucked up. Wow. And his stand-up is so funny, dude, so it just sucks so bad that he's one of those guys. So the COVID shit's finally starting to fucking die down. The bars are opening up. People's getting out and about doing the motherfucking thing, which is nice. We got my dude John Jr. in his house today.
Yeah.
Along with Squilly Billy and William.
What up?
Will! As his girl calls him. Yeah, man, it's gonna be a good one. Let's hop right into this motherfucker. Lil John, tell me about your acid trip that Billy called me and was like, throw this man a life raft. How many did you take and where were you at when you did it?
I took two tabs and I was in Elwood at my aunt's house with Will, his baby mama.
Yikes.
I was trying to get this dude to do it with me, but he wouldn't. I didn't want to do it alone and I shouldn't have done it in the first place. And I knew I shouldn't have done it, but I did it anyways.
Because goddammit, the fuck it button. So how'd it go? Tell me your experience, like, coming from the, was it one or two tabs?
Two tabs.
Oh, fuck, on the first ride? Atta boy, two tickets on the first ride.
That's what I got. But
he sat in the front seat of the roller coaster for the first time. Never been on a roller coaster before, but he's going to ride in that front seat. That's big ball shit, bro. I respect it. So tell me how the takeoff went.
At first, I mean, it was like, I just dropped two tabs of acid, and then this dude was like, you're fucked. And I don't know, at first, I just didn't really, you know, I never did it. I didn't know what to expect. I've done a handful of drugs and acid.
No other psychedelics though. You fucked with shrooms.
I was gonna do. I was actually gonna buy. It was either an eighth of shrooms or it was the acid. And I was like,
woo!
I'll just get two tabs of acid. And
it's a trip, man.
It was.
Yeah.
It was bad. Like at first, it was cool. I was in the house and I slowly felt the anxiety of it.
Yeah, to come
like,
up. Yeah.
Yeah, like the kids. Right, I think the kids are what scared me the most. Yeah. The kids and the animals.
Oh, yeah, because you're like, oh, my God, I don't want these people to know I'm freaking the fuck out right
like,
now.
Like, my aunt didn't know that I did it. Will and Perry are the only ones that know. And then, like, I go outside, and I think supper had just gotten finished made, and I was like, I don't want any. He comes outside, he's eating, and I'm walking out to my car because I'm starting to pee.
And
he's like,
yo,
what are you doing? And I turn around, and I just, like, look at him, smile, and then throw up the fucking pinky and the thumb. And I go sit in my car. And
oh, no.
I think I got stuck in a loop for, like, what they were telling me. I was in a loop for, like, 3 hours.
What were you stuck on?
Like, dude, I think I told Peyton and Isaac after, which Isaac is a really close friend of ours, and he came over because he had gotten the same shit, helped me a lot in that time.
He's like, look, I got you, man.
He actually got him out of his
He's
own
the only
car,
one that got me out of the car. The one tried to get me out.
The one that
That's
taught
good.
Him to look up at the stars and stuff.
Yeah, bro, you just gotta realize you are not by yourself. Just because you're freaking the fuck out.
I have a Dodge Neo. And that shit's small.
It is.
And that's what I threw myself in.
Claustrophobia,
well,
yeah.
That's how I started getting into that trip. But, like, while I was tripping, bro, like, it felt like I don't know. There was this really weird noise that I can't explain. Like, the only way I say it is, like, aliens.
Yeah.
Straight up. Because, like, I felt like I watched cell for cell, like, muscle for muscle, vessel for vessel. That's what I saw, like, break apart and be recreated.
Oh, shit.
I shit you not, bro.
You had ego death, buddy.
It was only that one moment. But also, like, yeah, I felt like I felt like I was dying. Like,
yeah, it's the ego.
I felt like I manually was pumping my heart,
making
blood go through my body, and
that's your sense of self fading away.
Yeah, and it was really fucked up. But afterwards, the afterglow was amazing.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
The afterglow was fucking. After I got out of that car,
you learn.
I still felt like shit. I was pacing back and forth, like.
Well, you gotta think LSD is kind of a upper in that way. So it's like say if you took Adderall and acid, you're not going to speed like that because the acid is way stronger than the addict would be. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, and like that's the thing. If you've never tripped before, like that's something that you have to explain to people. Like, look, you're going to speed your fucking sack off, but it's going to be unfocused speed. But so you're going to be ding, 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 ding all over the fucking place. You're not going to be able to focus on one fucking thing, so just enjoy the ride.
Exactly.
Did anyone tell you just enjoy the ride?
I think everybody did.
Everybody
just chill the fuck out, man. But like, you know what? When you literally think you broke your brain, because I've been there. I've been on a heroic, like, seven-tab dosage before, and I literally, I thought I broke my brain.
You permanently fucked yourself.
Yeah, dude, because I was like, I seen my whole fucking, I was playing Apex, and my TV melted, like, into this liquid goo shit, looked like lava onto my fucking entertainment center. I was just like, do you see this? And Richard's like, hey, get back over here.
That's when I literally started doing this, and it was like I, like, casted my fishing line out into the cosmos and reeled his soul back in.
Because it was leaving.
You were out there, dude.
At one point of the trip, I was literally standing in the corner watching everyone enjoy themselves. And I was just like, what the fuck? I could see myself laying on the bed looking up at the fucking sky. I was just like, whoa.
I think I have a low tolerance.
Well, yeah, you've never done it before.
Well, I mean, compared, like, with anything, man, like...
Really?
I get super fucked up. You guys, this dude, the last 14 days straight, I mean, my alcohol tolerance has definitely went up because I've been drinking the last 14 days, but...
God damn, first, Billy, like, you bad influence.
The first, like, week, and it's not even him, I've been going to my buddies, and we had a bottle of 100 proof Dark Eyes every day of the week, and I was
Dark
going
Eyes?
To work, the
day
you hate
yourself.
My first, the day before my first day of work at Gammon's, I came home at 1:30, trashed.
Attaboy.
And fucking woke up with this dude, got up, took a stacker, went straight to fucking work, busted my ass. Not a problem. Went home.
Attaboy.
Fucking fine.
Attaboy.
And then I drank that day. After work.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
And that's what we do.
I hadn't ate anything, dude, and I was like, I got super fucked up. But like with any drug, I feel like I have a low tolerance. I get fucked
that's
up.
A great thing, though.
It is.
Especially for your wallet.
But not with everybody else. Like, I try to keep up. And
oh, so you end up fucked up, and everyone's still kind of pacing.
One night with this kid, they came over with some vodka and stuff, and me and Quentin were hanging out in the shed with them, and I was like, yo, let's show this kid what's up.
Oh, God.
So we went and got...
Old granddad Quentin's like, come on, sit on Pappy's knee.
So we went and got some Knob Creek Special Select.
That shit is smooth. No chaser.
100 proof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
and
feel like AIDS the next day, but
they,
yeah, it's fun.
They started drinking it and shit. And
you guys bought the bottle,
he,
but me and TJ drank.
An hour later, I found him in the living room fucking puking. And before I could get him a drink.
Been there.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. And I mean, like, just drinking in general, kids, don't overdo it.
Look, that's the thing I want to say about any of our listeners that, you know, we should be 18 plus, but... If you guys aren't 21, remember on your 21st birthday, you don't have to cram your whole fucking life's worth of drinking in that one night. I've seen friends go to the hospital, get their fucking stomach pumped on their 21st. That is not how you want to do it. Just remember, because you're going to be 21 the next day when you wake up. You can hit that fucking liquor store and hit it again if you want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just remember, you as long as you wake up the next day, you can do it again.
And by the way, there is a hook in that bottle, so don't get hooked.
That's a fact. That's a fact, man. I've seen a lot of friends throw their fucking lives down a goddamn whiskey bottle, and it's shitty.
Yeah.
It's shitty because after a certain amount of time, they're not the same guy anymore.
Yeah.
They're so focused on that fix that, like, your friendship goes across the wayside. Like, that's like any substance, though. Don't use a substance as a crutch. It should be like a medicine or like a, like, I don't know.
Relaxer.
Absolutely, but
especially
like
if you had a long work week and you want to smoke a fucking joint or take a tab of acid or fucking do some shrooms.
Trip responsibly, children. That's
exactly.
A big one. I don't want small ass kids on L. That's insane. Wait till your brain is fully developed.
Well,
because
you gotta be 21 plus. You gotta be 21 plus, man.
Happy birthday, son. You're 10. Here's a strip of acid.
Don't
do that. Don't do that because your little fucking brain will implode and you may be stuck as a mental patient for the rest of your life because you're not ready for that. You're not. So where are you from, Junior? What's your background like?
Let's see. I was born in Anderson, Indiana.
The trap? Cool.
I didn't even live in it. I lived in Indy, like literally in the same neighborhood as fucking this dude. But
Eastside?
Knew.
Yeah,
never
word?
Knew. I lived with my grandpa, my dad, and his ex-wife, my youngest sister's mom.
Where? How many siblings you got?
I have 4 siblings.
Fucking A,
bro.
3,
my bad. I have
3
Wait,
sisters.
All older?
One.
I have 2 older sisters and 1 younger sister.
No, how are you going to tell him his family, motherfucker?
I said one's younger.
Yeah. My youngest sister's mom passed away. She overdosed. Which is the one that I lived with in Indy, but I mean, she's crazy, dude. Yeah. When I was younger in Anderson on Central, she fucking slit her fucking arm with a box knife in the bathroom, dude. And I remember going to the bath, my second oldest sister had to clean that shit. Like, she cleaned that shit up. And, it was like, I just remember going to the bathroom, and it was fucking blood. It was like, nothing I had ever seen. Never seen anything like that until I was like 12, 13 on like bestboy.com type shit. It's like the dark web. Have you ever been on bestscore.com?
What is it?
It's called bestscore.com. They have fucking like Taliban, like beheading people.
What?
They have Taliban in Africa, Taliban in fucking.
Oh, so they got some dark ass videos.
It's straight but it's all 100% legal. The dude that created the website, I don't know his name, but he's been taken to court multiple times. Like, you know, there's people on there. Like, I mean, there's a lot of and I wouldn't even call it any. Like, there's people on there that are racist, but it. Like, most of the stuff that's on there, it's not meant to be, it's not meant...
It's just shock factor videos,
fuck? And in other countries,
it's acceptable as fuck, yeah.
Like, you go
to... We have such a high censorship level here, it's so stupid.
If we went to Thailand right now, dude, they would be okay with them killing us because we're basically,
second-class citizens.
We're pests.
Yeah. Well, Americans, that's the thing, yeah. And in a lot of countries, that was the thing I was thinking about.
If I went to Iraq like this, bro... I'd be fucked.
Persecuted. Yeah. You'd be fucking stoned. Yeah. You'd be fucking stoned for that shit. Mm-hmm. And that's not cool.
No.
Like, we're here on this podcast to preach love and positivity. And a big one is making sure your circle, because you keep your circle tight like your butthole, guys. Keep that circle tight.
Tight AF.
But just remember, the people in your circle, that's your fucking team. So build your fucking team with people that want to see you grow. People that put water on your seed. Not motherfuckers that hide the sun from you just to be a dick. There's a lot of people in our lives that we may not know right now. Those motherfuckers are vampires. They just want to suck shit out of you. And then they'll turn around and fucking try to use that against you for a power thing. And fuck that. You need to hang out with people that want you for who you are. Not what you got to offer. That's a big thing. I know a lot of people that are struggling with that shit. And also struggling with depression because of that, because you feel like you care about this person so much because they've the longevity and the time. But just remember, time is a man-made thing. Time's fake. We our alarm clock, when I hit that fucking snooze button, I'm mind fucking myself. It's not really time. And here's something else. We had a friend on here. What was his name? Kwame Shakur. That did the Black Panther podcast. He was talking about how we're all still slaves, but the only difference in today's society is we get to choose our slave master. And it's a fucked up thing if you really think about it. We all work at the same, besides Kurt, we all work at the same plantation.
No, I was literally telling him on the way here that all of us are actually still slaves.
Yeah.
Every person that works.
It's called invisible slavery.
Yeah. But you get paid to do it. So you get invisible money to go out and buy shit to help you get through being a slave.
Yeah,
so as long as you're a slave and you're out there working and doing what they tell you to do for whatever money they're going to pay you, which is an invisible money, guys. Come on now. So hold on. We're trading something for something. So
time
in
for this
general,
paper.
It's a piece of paper. You're trading a piece of paper for something that you need to live. Okay?
Time.
Or something that you just need to want. Like, you don't need to go out and buy a 52-inch flat screen. You don't need to go out and buy a badass car.
But Apex looks good as fuck on
that
thing,
too.
I'll tell you.
You are trading something for something. And even whenever you're buying that, you're trading a bunch of something for one something.
Because look at it this way. Okay, so say we're at an arcade. Time equals credits, okay? The more coins you pump into these fucking machines and they pump out these tickets, aka money, to give you this meaningless ass little, this fucking $2 teddy bear that cost me $30 of my money playing these fucking games to get. Yeah.
exactly.
That's what we're doing. We're in a big fucking arcade that we at least we get to choose the games these days, and we're not based off of our fucking color or our fucking or what hangs between our legs.
Just imagine this: you're living in your house that you have paid once for already.
I pay for it monthly.
So why are you continually trading everything that you make in your life for one thing? After such a while, rent is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So they're continuing, like, say you only had to pay, if you were rent to buy, you were only paying for 3 years, but you were paying this such amount of money.
And it should go towards your how much
but
you want
But yet you're
the
paying
house.
For 15 years, and you've been paying the same amount of money.
And you don't own a goddamn thing besides the
exactly.
things inside. That's true.
So why the fuck are you still doing it?
That's, hey man, we gotta pay to live. It's not a free game to play.
It reminds me of that. Remember that Black Mirror
episode? You gotta speak up. You gotta speak up because you're in the corner. Right.
Remember that Black Mirror episode, 50 Million Merits? It was from the first. It was like.
Yes! Where the dude was riding
they
the bikes
on that
every
treadmill.
Day? Yeah.
They're
yes.
all on that treadmill hustling away.
They're earning
and these
yes.
pointless things. Like, we are literally just a bunch of meatbags frantically running around trying. Oh, well, I need this for my corner right here. And, oh my lord, I need this right here.
You do.
Oh, I need that. Sorry, but
it's essentials.
I need that too.
They're essentials, you know?
Yeah. We're literally just running around frantically.
Well, and the thing is, that kind of leads me to what I was going to say about the news. The news is only there to fucking sell us drugs. That's the whole point of it. If the news talks about how depressing and how shitty everything is, how many motherfuckers you think go to their doctors and be like, man, the world's really depressing. I need a pill for that.
Yeah. That's fucked.
That's what it is. It's a business. But it's a business. Why do you think they don't want to fucking legalize weed? Why do you think they don't want to legalize shrooms? Why do you think they don't want to legalize fucking all these other things?
Because you can do it once and permanently fix it forever.
They don't want people to wake the fuck up.
And that's the thing. It's a money thing.
There's more money in treating diseases than curing them.
Absolutely.
Yes, exactly.
We say AIDS all the time because it's a terrible, uncurable thing.
It's AIDS.
because AIDS, there's nothing positive about it. And it came from something stupid. Like someone fucking a monkey. Out of all the things on this planet and willing people on this planet that you can pay a small amount, or maybe you could just use your finesse and your fucking swag to get your dick in there. That is what that is.
Instead of calling it a piece of shit, we're calling it AIDS because it is a
uncurable! And it's none of my fucking concern. But it discredits me and it makes me sad. So if I say AIDS, if we have a listener that may have AIDS, I'm very fucking sorry. Like, super fucking sorry you have AIDS. But somebody fucked a monkey originally, and that's how you got AIDS.
Yeah.
Just remember that. Someone put their fucking meat dick inside of a goddamn monkey. Why? Why? That's AIDS, ladies and gentlemen. All right, back to Junior. All right, so he grew up on the east side. Yeah. In a mildly AIDS-free society. Now, today's AIDS is getting pretty rough.
It's a lot more... It's
yeah,
lot more
so you work with us in the fucking sweatshop, G-Metal, is what I'm going to call it for now.
I told him, I said, I'll tell him where the thermometer's at for inside the shop at.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I told, like, because I was working at a wood shop before the...
Outside or inside?
Inside. So I
mean, AC or no AC?
There's no, like, the only thing
there was
they
nothing.
Had
not
just
even
fans over the panels.
Oh, word. Okay, so we're in the same shit.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean,
no,
I just
not even that. He
asshole.
Hadn't one end of the shop over the paint shop. Just that.
Oh,
not
where
even,
it was fucking.
Not even where he was at. Like, just where it was painted. Like.
Oh, so it's still hot as hell because of the paint.
Yeah. Like, I was sweating balls every fucking day. Like, today, I sweat a lot more today than I did yesterday. I mean, it was a lot hotter today than it was. He said he was supposed to come over and say, hey. Really does get over fucking over 100 degrees in here.
Oh, it does. Easily. They got little Jimmy down there and his little fucking pussy yellow booties. They're so cute. They crack
me up.
Oh,
like Georgie Wash, baby.
Dude, he looks like Boots.
Yo,
yes.
So I worked where he's at for like
When you first started gaming?
Yeah, for 3 years, dude. I was in
that.
Dude, it was the worst time
beer
ever.
Beer every day.
And, like, during the winter, August is the worst for that because it's the most humid.
Yeah.
So, like, you're not even to the bad part.
I know.
But you're in June.
AIDS is coming.
It's already humid.
AIDS is already
here. No, he's already in AIDS. He's already in AIDS because, honestly, Like, I used to walk outside and it was just as hot as it was today during August. Like, and it's going to get worse during August is all I predict.
July is actually the scorcher. People always forget.
No, August. August is the end, then it drops down. And September. Right there at the end. But yes, July is the longest.
Don't sleep on July.
Don't ever sleep on July because it lasts forever.
It does. And it's a long month. A long, sweaty month.
That fucking wash bay, dude, is the... because
you're spraying hot water, too.
Well, not even that, dude. Like, it's just a fucking sauna. Like,
I see the smoke.
I described it exactly as that, bro.
It's a sauna, dude. It is legit a sauna. And it is like 140 degrees constantly. If you're inside there, you want to get the fuck out of there. You want to walk over there and help them hang parts.
I'm eager. I'm like, speed this bitch up so I can get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, dude, you want to speed it up. And it is
dude,
terrible.
You start wearing short shorts and a crop top.
And
they won't keep you in there that long.
And every single time he goes down there, they throw him right in that fucking wash bay because of the fact that he is the skinniest dude down there.
He's Wash Bay Jimmy. That's what he does.
No, if you are the skinniest guy down there, you're going to go into Wash Bay because of the fact that if you got a little bit more meat on your bones,
you're going to die.
Exactly.
Yeah. You will sweat like a fucking horse. Oh, I would die.
Yeah, you would legit want, you would bang.
I would tie my hair
quit.
Up.
You would quit.
Oh,
would
well, quit. See, that's the thing. I've asked them. We were slow in the winter. I was like, yo, man, we're slow. What you got for me to do? They would rather have me spend 2 hours looking busy pushing a broom than send me down a paint line. I've asked them.
I've asked
to go to be a bus down boy because I was that fucking bored.
But they'll send me down there.
They won't send me. I've asked.
Yeah, because I'm 140 pounds, dude. He's 150 pounds.
But guess what? Who's that mofo that's always lifting all the heavy shit and not bitching about
because
it?
Because you're big.
Old granddad.
But hold on. Hold on. Who do they put
homeless
on the,
Jesus.
Who do they put on the heavy shit with you?
Little Sid, the skinny legs guy. Yeah.
Yeah, also, me.
Well, because.
Oh, little Billy Butthole. They throw me on it every fucking time.
Hey, when little Billy Butthole fucks up and makes a big mess, who's the first motherfucker that has to
My best friend, Tommy Trippy.
That happened. You know why? And it was like literally the hottest day of the summer last year. We stacked 3 pallets tall of these fucking just stamped fucking, what are they? The rails, the shit you run.
Yeah.
And then I literally walk away and I hear 4 pallets stacked on top of each other crash and they're all over the fucking floor.
Oh, shit.
Bro, yeah. I'm sweating like a whore in church and I literally walk across the shop. I'm like, man, don't get me.
I'm like, yo, Tommy.
Wally walks across the shop like, hey, man, I know you're going to fucking hate me, but I'm going to need you to go help Billy. I'm like, okay. So I walk over there, and I am roasting Billy's cheeks all the time. You stupid ass inbred motherfucker. How the fuck are you going to stack this much weight on top of these janky, busted ass skids? And then guess what? My fat ass has to walk across the shop while homeless Jesus looking, sweating bullets. Because I probably took an Adderall that day. And I'm sweating bullets, okay? And we're sitting here picking this shit up. And every time I move away from the fan, it's literally like you're getting rained on by sweat.
So, hold on.
Gatorade commercial level sweat.
Let's talk about the first time you met me.
The first time I met you at Gammon's or at fucking Warner?
Warner Body. Whenever you were walking through and the first time you met me.
Okay, so we had a meeting, some dumbass safety meeting. And I think, were you a grinder or a welder there? What'd you do?
I was a fabricator. I was on the laser department.
Oh, well, no, you were.
I was over there breaking down my own shit.
Oh, he's a bust down boy there too?
Yeah. I was running. I was helping an old boy run the laser and...
That little laser guy was a fucking grouch.
Yeah, no, he was the biggest dickhead in the world, but... In all honesty, like, whenever he was running his own shit, he did a good job. But I kind of come over there and gave him some...
That place jewed me, bro. They told me they was going to put me on thirds.
They jewed both of us, bro.
They told me they was going to put me on thirds, and they were going to give me a $2 premium when I went to thirds. Because I worked thirds for 5 years straight before then. Yeah. So working on fucking days for 3 months was literally every day's AIDS.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to staying up late as fuck and sleeping during the daytime.
So, hold on. Whenever we were working there, the first day that you met me, you came walking up. He was like, hey, bro, do you need some help? I'm like, nah, bro, I'm good. And I was sitting there with a whole pallet, and I remember you walking up and walking through the laser and stuff. And you're like, hey, bro, you need some help? And I'm like over there by myself, and you're by yourself. And like, I remember looking at you and being like, nah, man, I'm good. Like, I'm kind of like by myself breaking this shit out on a daily. Like,
you weren't used to it, so you're
well,
like,
no, I was used to it because of the fact before I left Gammon's, I was running my own laser. I was running my own.
That's why I did it. That's why I did it. Fucking Noble on third shift.
Like,
I ran six cells
area,
by myself.
It was no difference.
You're
but
used
going
to
over
it.
There and helping old boy, like yo, I need this and this and this, and then on top of that, fucking breaking out my own shit. Like it wasn't no different. Like,
but for a bigger shop,
just,
it was so much more fucking cluttered
not
than
even
our
that,
little shop.
Man, it wasn't as much as cluttered. It was as much as flowing.
Yeah.
Like, it was flowing so much, like,
yeah.
At the new
oh,
shop.
Oh, bro,
dude,
in the press, I was pumping so much
there.
Shit out.
Shit
oh, my God.
Shit will sit there for a few weeks before anybody picks it up. Like,
right.
Even at that shop, like,
it was
like
a lot of aluminum,
a few
too.
Hours.
That's what I hated the fucking most, was all that goddamn
well,
cocksucking aluminum.
Well,
in
a few hours, somebody would come by and pick it up, and you were like, oh, dope, so I could set something there now.
No.
So that, well, no, because then they
press
would
was pumping out them fucking big carts full of shit
well,
all
no,
the time.
Well, no, they would bring it back because they were short a couple parts on each fucking part because old boy didn't cut enough
you know
sheets.
What the fucked up thing
so
is about that
So I would go
place?
Over there and be like, yo, bro, we need like three more sheets on this to make up for this order. And he'd be like, no way. We only need
we'll
like
do the
one.
Glasses. Little dude.
Yeah. No. I see him in town all the time.
Oh, he is from Elwood.
He goes to the liquor store every fucking Friday.
No.
So I'll see him up there every Friday. Like
little
mousy driving.
Looking guy.
No, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. He's like he's like a little fucking. He has spiked hair and shit, and he has glasses. And
he looks like
yeah.
Little John, but a cooler version. A
little chubbier too.
Yeah, chubbier,
yeah.
Cooler. Not you, Little John. The Oakley Doakley Ned Flanders.
And he drives a big ass black Dodge. And like he's cool if he talks to you, but behind your back
he's a snake.
Yes, exactly. So, like, this dude, like, I would tell him shit, and he would use that to his advantage and shit.
And he'd be like, oh, I came up with it on my own.
So, like,
fuck
whenever
you.
I fucking told him a couple things, he would go and, like, tell the supervisor, and that's why she didn't like me, and she ended up
Nicole?
Because, yeah, Nicole.
Fuck you, Nicole.
Nicole,
straight up,
straight
I hope
up
you
bitch
listen to
my
podcast.
Because I was sick.
Yes, I hope you
and
listen.
I was busting my ass for you every fucking day. So
I hope you listen.
I hope you get AIDS.
They replaced me with a fucking 30-year-old meth head bitch. So suck my dick, Nicole. I hope everyone else in Warner's cool, because...
No, hey,
you were there that day.
Yeah, that was your last day, wasn't it?
Yeah, because she came down and got me, and then I went up in the office and got... And she started yelling at me, and I was like, you know what? I know I'm about
is
to...
Is that why she was going for 30 minutes?
Yeah, so I...
Yeah,
started,
I hated
yeah.
that bitch
because I chewed her the fuck out.
She
yeah.
complained about everything I did.
Yeah.
If I didn't put it in the correct order, I was like, yo, fuck you. Because of the fact I put it in the correct order. If you do these parts first, and then you do these parts, and these do these parts... You don't have to change up as much because you
Bruh.
Still have four steps per part.
She would walk up and act like she knew exactly what the fuck was going on in that moment and not know a cocksucking thing.
No.
And just start ripping people apart for nothing.
So there was these parts that had like one step, three step, and then four step. Yeah, as you probably
yeah.
knew.
Oh, I ran all that
shit. The parts.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you were doing the four step, you would want to knock those out easier and then like clear out the little tiny shit left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Some of those parts are fucking big too.
Yeah, and they are. Yes, they are because they are entire fucking cabinets.
Yeah.
Like so, you have to fucking do it right.
So they make what are the truck bodies, right? The toolboxes
utility
and shit.
Utility trucks.
Yeah,
utility
trucks. So like, if you see like an electrician truck going down the road. And they have a, it says Warner.
Lock boxes on
yeah,
the
lock boxes, all their tools and shit. I used to form all the motherfuckers.
And
that is a lot of
we
aluminum.
Used to weld them and fucking, dude, we used to do everything to them motherfuckers.
Man,
like,
I'll tell you what, though, the
right
welders
there
were some cool fucking
step.
Cats. A lot of the welders at Warner.
The big dude, the big tall dude with the fucking shit on his neck.
I didn't like him.
He was actually chill, though. If you actually sat there and talked
to
him.
He always tried to talk shit
to
me. He was like,
no, he would, though.
Because
he was the biggest shit talker in the shop. Right along with Nicole.
What was
the
dude with the tat's name, though? He had two sleeves. He's a younger cat with a beard. Caleb or something? He was a manager.
They called him Connecticut. They called him Connecticut because they could never remember his name, but he was the paint shop guy.
No, he was
yeah,
he was over press. He was over press. No, not that guy. He was over press and welding. He didn't have glasses. He was like maybe a couple years older than us.
Oh,
had
you're
a big
talking
beard.
About the old boy?
And he had a big old
skinny
black.
Old boy,
he had a big old black truck with black rims, big Dodge.
Dude, yes, I do.
He had fucking sleeves. He had like I-69 tatted on his bow. He was a cool cat. He listened to metal.
He was an old school.
He listened to metal and shit.
But
he
stayed
cool.
to himself though. Like he wasn't.
Yeah, he didn't. Actually, he ended up adding me on the book.
Where did you go on your breaks? Did you go out to the porch or did you go out back to where the scrap dumpsters are?
I didn't hang out with nobody. So I went out to my fucking car and I smoked some goddamn weed around Elwood.
No,
and I went
well,
to that
no.
goddamn McDonald's up the street. Shout out to my little homie Ignacio
so I
that worked there.
I seen you there every fucking day. Just yeah. I didn't fucking.
Well, we weren't homies then. I didn't know
yeah,
anyone
but,
there, bro.
No, I used to go out and sit with everybody. Like, and
I didn't
on,
do that
at like fucking one. What, I forget what break it was. It was like 12.
They had a weird ass
like
break schedule.
Yeah,
too.
They did. But whenever I went on the 30-minute break, I went over to the church across the street and played on my phone. Played Pokemon Go. And fucking
by
eight,
the way,
eight
fuck
eight
that
sandwiches.
Taco Bell in Elwood. Worst Taco Bell in the fucking state. Fuck you guys.
Well, I didn't even have a car.
Gordita crunches from there, actually.
Did you? Because the Elwood Taco Bell is fucking AIDS, bud.
I had a cheesy gordita crunch. I know exactly what Taco Bell.
Oh, the cheesy. Well, no, it's some of the certain shit that they make wrong. Like you.
No, it's AIDS. They're
the
slowest
chicken.
Service.
Did you have
it's
chicken?
Ran by meth heads. I don't enjoy it. I literally spent my whole lunch there. Like, for fucking a week straight, and I was like, fuck this. I'm gonna go see the goddamn high school kids at McDonald's that at least give me my fucking McChicky, and I got time to smoke. Because if not, I'm burning in the fucking Taco
Bro,
Bell drive-thru.
You went down to Hardee's where this motherfucker worked at.
Was you working at the Hardee's though?
I would've hooked your ass up.
Straight
yeah,
up.
He worked right
and
down the street, bro.
That Hardee's was decent, too, yeah. I forgot
like
about that
five
one.
Times a day, dude.
Five times a day?
About
Jesus.
Five times a day.
Must be nice to not fucking gain a pound. Jesus.
My baby mom is the general manager. And it's not like.
Oh, you got kids? How many kids you got?
I have one.
She's how old?
7 months old. She's
oh,
going to be 8 months.
Very little.
She's going to be 8 months at the first of next month.
Oh, shit, man. Well, congratulations on that. You got a daughter, you said?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Hazel Grace.
Hazel, what a great name, bro. Fucking A. Right on for that, dude. You're in the Young Daddies Club. Welcome.
Yeah,
sorta.
He's right along with us.
I haven't seen her in a
while. Sorta don't mean shit. You still are dad.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, that was your fastest swimmer. That's what you get. You're Michael Phelps that came out of your ball sack and became a girl. I'm telling you, my fastest swimmer's up there probably crying right now. He's
he
kind
is.
Of a Nancy
yeah,
right
hear,
now.
I hear him.
He's kind of a Nancy right now, but that's part of being a three, almost four-year-old that was the last kid. He was kind of babied a lot. So, okay, Junior, what else is up with you, man? So what brought you to Gammon's? You said you're Peyton's,
cousin?
Cousin,
yeah. Her mom is my dad's sister.
So
okay,
technically.
So first cousins then, yeah.
So I'm technically his cousin, right along with her. Well, with Amara being blood, I'm kind of drawn into that family with her being blood, so technically he's my cousin.
I mean, it is what it is. Family's family, you know.
Yeah.
I got a lot of friends
family,
that are close to
family. Because I've
watched
him growing up from, like, this tall, from 12 years old?
Yeah, I was, like, about 12 years old.
Yeah, so for the 13. He was
He grew up
13,
right before
so
your
so
fucking
So it's been 7
eyes.
Years for
he
me and Peyton.
Right before,
me and Peyton have been...
high as shit when I was young.
Man. Yeah, I got him high as fuck, dude. Like...
Bad influence Billy strikes again.
Well, no, it wasn't really even that. He had already smoked weed, and Peyton was like, yo...
He already smokes. Let him have it.
So the old lady was like, "Yo,
your girl's a trip too. I'd love to get her on the cast sometime. She's
Dude,
a fucking
goofball.
She's funny.
She's
funnier than you are, bro. I'm sorry, but
yeah,
she is.
Hilarious. She's
she
hilarious.
Does. I see you always sharing her memes. She'd be finding them first.
Yeah, no, she is.
She's on it.
Well,
she's
bro,
on that
I work
shit
every day. So I mean, of the fact
you think I fucking know?
But she's quiet
and
stuff
quick.
Like
she's
that.
Quick with
she,
the memes though. She's got the best.
No, she's quick with like. Comebacks.
Shout out to Peyton. She's what keeps this little dumbass in line. So go Peyton.
Yeah, she does. I love you, babe.
Shout out to homegirl. She does it.
I think I'm watching a Lifetime movie over here.
Yeah.
Straight up. Shout out to homegirl. She holds it down for the dude.
She knows what's up.
All right. So how'd you meet your baby mama?
That's a funny story. Actually, one of my old friends dated her when we were younger.
You passed.
It wasn't. It wasn't really like that. I guess.
Don't judge.
It really wasn't like that in a sense. But I mean, at the same time, I guess I really didn't know who she was because I found out. You know, that's why we're not together. But
oh, sorry to hear that, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it's life.
I was gonna say better learn it sooner than later. You know.
For sure.
You know, but you do have a beautiful daughter out of it, so remember that.
Oh, dude, for sure.
Because remember, you're a dad before anything. Before you're a fucking random homie on the street, before you're a fucking bro, before you're anything. You're a dad now.
Yeah.
So, you know, every time you fucking breathe and piss and shit, it's for that kid. Just remember that. Like, that's heavy. It's heavy shit. Like, it's, like, I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm just telling you as a dad to another dad, like, that's something I keep on my mind all the time. And it keeps you motivated.
So, hold on. Let's talk about this, though. Why has she, like, not even tried to contact you on getting...
I blocked her, bro.
Bitches are crazy, kids.
Well, you don't understand. Like, I was trying, I tried to be civil about it, dude, because I realized that it wasn't going to work, and the only reason she wanted it to work was because I was taking care of everything at that moment.
It's a gold digger.
In a sense, yeah. She wanted to work. I got her away from her parents. I got her away from everything.
So what we need to focus on now is really getting her daughter.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm trying to fucking.
So you started it, you got your head on straight, man.
Shit.
Yeah, no, you're working.
Keep your head down and stay motivated.
And once it does come down to it, and she's like, "Oh, I want child support." No, fuck you. I'm taking my child.
I'll take my fucking daughter.
Yeah. So until that, I do support him. Because of the fact that
Do your best, man. That's all you can do.
He can keep working and until
save up some bread in case she does try to hit you with that shit.
I've been working for 2.5 Well, no, it's four plus years.
Yeah.
Since I was 16, I've had a job.
Same.
So I haven't, there was a time where I didn't work, but fucking shit happens.
For the most part, yeah.
Shit happens in life and sometimes.
Oh, it does.
It was like 2 days that he didn't work this recent time and I already had him a job.
I regretted telling Wally because he was like, he wanted me to come in that day at 12, and I'm like, I can't, I can do it tomorrow. And he's like, we'll just come in tomorrow at 7.
There you go.
And I'm like to work, and he's like, yeah. And I'm like, fuck, I want to say no because I had plans, which fell through. Like, I mean, they didn't fall through, but like, because I got trashed. Right. And I came home 1:30 and then got up at 5, fucking went to work. But
hey, man, money's where it's at, dude. I'm telling you.
And then it just sucks that I didn't get paid today either, too.
Which brings me back to my other point. Fuck spending $300 on rent.
$300, motherfucker. Let's double that plus a hundy. That's what daddy pays a month. So just remember that. You think you got shitty? I got a shittier times two.
Yeah.
Mine is
no,
like
I'm
6,
just saying
12.
In general, like anything. Like,
well, yeah, but
you're paying
there's no
rent.
Such thing as free rent or free lunch, my
so,
dude.
So hold on, if you go over here and you're paying like. Four fucking payments of like fucking $600. That's fucking $2,400. I feel like that's enough to be able to pay for a place for a fucking year.
In the fucking 1950s.
We're living in the American dream, bro.
Yeah. Bro, in a capitalistic society, it's not gonna matter. The numbers keep going up, but the paychecks don't.
But I feel like
that's why we gotta rise up and change this shit.
What you own.
Yeah, but the thing is, we don't get what you pay for. There's a business behind it. A landlord is like a fucking Walmart. If you break that shit all the way down, that's their gig. That's how they fucking pay their bills. That's how they pay for their house. If they don't do anything else, well, my landlord is a farmer.
Well,
he's got a lot going on. His wife's a politician.
All
but
that
like,
of having to pay your bills.
It's a business,
stuff,
you know.
But like for the year, is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
if
but
you're
dude, that's
rent,
that's
like,
not.
You pay one yearly rent. Like I feel like somebody should be able to have to
you,
save
you
up
can.
To be able to pay that.
You can. Say you get your tax check and you want to pay a whole year's rent in advance. Fucking go for it. Lay your dick on the table. But not everyone can live like that. You got to think. But just hear me out. Because I grew up in a broke-ass family that we would do okay most of the year. But the last couple months of the year, because of Christmas and holidays, we get behind. So tax time is our dig us back out of the hole and get us back to square one time with a little bit extra money to maybe get something nice. That's the fucking middle class dream.
Yeah, I understand that part. But, like, whenever you're fucking working throughout the year, like, if you were to set fucking, say, hold on. So we lived for 5 days. Say, set $50 back a month. We lived in this house, $10 a night. All right, as a number. All
right.
Say, like, if you lived in a nice ass house, it's going to be like fucking $1,000. You know what I mean? Type shit.
I mean, yeah, it's all about the location. That's what makes it worth the money.
Okay, so you pay this shit for...
But that doesn't add on the bills, though.
So you pay this shit for 2 months.
You have a shell.
So for this house, you're paying $2,000 for the year. Okay?
$2,000? Then, that's unrealistic as fuck, though.
Yeah, but okay, I'm just saying. Okay, so you're in a shitty-ass apartment, you're paying $2,000 a year. You pay it all at once. Bam.
That's balling. Then you got...
Okay, you know? Okay, you see where I'm coming from. It's understandable. You pay all that in one fucking payment, and then the rest all you gotta do is worry about, hey, I gotta take care of myself, take care, keep
utilities and shit.
Yeah. So why the fuck can't we do that with a $750 house? We'll pay, we're gonna pay like $5,000, say, for the year.
Well, because
the market isn't that way. $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, $750, of what the original taxes would be. Yeah, you're gonna make this shit off. You're gonna make money off this shit yearly.
Like,
you're gonna make shit off of it yearly, but yet you're gonna make enough to be able to say, "Hey, I'm still living."
Yeah, but that's the thing. We all have different standards of living, though.
Like, but yeah, why?
But what you think is a standard of living, and what I think could be different.
Why hasn't the standard of living gone up?
Because capitalism.
Our government.
No, because everything keeps jacking up, and they only show the rich motherfuckers in the news and shit like that. Because that is the elite, the top fucking 15%. That's who everyone cares about.
The
Kardashians.
The Senate of our country is a piece of shit. They take all that. They just gave themselves a raise. With that stimulus check you just got, I guarantee you they got fucking
double that at least.
Oh yeah, they got
on their yearly salary.
They got $3,000 in a check, and they're like, "Yes, I got this right here in between my milk."
That's strippers and blow money to a senator.
Yeah,
strippers
and
blow.
Yeah, you're out there blowing that shit. So guess
what?
That's
fair. I'm gonna take a piss.
Our president got. Guess what? Everybody else got.
Yeah.
A big fucking raise. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. They don't. Oh, they get set for fucking life just because they were fucking telling our country what to do. They're telling our country, oh, hey, I'm going to pass laws. They're telling our country, oh, we're going to go over here and talk to these people because they want to go to war with us. But yet we're going to tell them some bullshit because of the fact that they want to fucking sit there and lie about some shit that they're going to go over here and say, hey, we're going to bring fucking democracy to your country. Oh, in the past 4 years, have you heard about little countries coming to war with us? Big countries coming to war with us?
No.
Yeah, put it in the so hold on. In the same fact, we are helping those countries because of the fact that they didn't want to bring democracy to their country. We wanted to bring to help to their country.
That's not
we
help.
We wanted to
though.
Help them.
That's
no,
not help.
No, democracy is not help. Going to give them money and give them food, give them water, give everything that they need, give them support on what they need. ISIS is not fucking help. Come on, people. ISIS is fake. That is our own country going over there starting shit because they don't want you to see the fucking democracy going into order.
Here's my take on the thing. Like, out there, there's been the holy war going on for 2,000 years. You're not going to stop it now. You're not going to stop it now. Like, the thing that pisses me off
they
about
hate,
democracy...
They hate us as kids. They hate us because they are bred... They are born to known to hate us
born
as
to
Americas.
Hate. Yeah.
As America, it don't matter your color. It don't matter what you believe in. They're going to hate you because you came from America.
But it's our job
now,
as American
Mark,
citizens
I hear thing.
To change that outlook.
I
want to
hear your little thing because you kind of sparked what I said there.
Like,
I want to hear your little thing upon that because of the fact that they do hate us as Americans.
Hey, kids, we're America. And here in America, you got to live by our traditions. So here's hellfire and bombs for all of y'all because that's the American way. And that'll help fix what you've been conditioned to your whole fucking life.
Well, the thing is, we
don't
solve
their problems. He has a very great point there. Do you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh darn.
Oh, yeah.
That's a consensus. But the thing is here, we as American citizens on this ground-ass level, the thing is with us, we're ants. And a lot of ants can make something happen. But small little groups of 20, 30 ants here, 20, 30 ants there, we're not going to get shit solved. So this whole big movement with the Black Lives Matter, seeing white people, Filipino people, fucking Native American people, fucking Asian American people, fucking goddamn Uncle Joe's there. You know what I mean? Everyone and their brother's doing this, and that's what we need. Because the only way the government can get fixed is by us showing there's more of us fucking ants than there are of you cockroaches.
Exactly. The government should be scared of the people. The people should not be scared of their government.
And that's the problem. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm glad that we live in this society today where everyone's starting to wake up and be like, look, yeah, man, drink that motherfucking beer.
It's hard going.
But anyways, yeah, so that's our job as American citizens. If you feel the need to stand the fuck up and be like, look, this shit ain't right. It fucking hurts me on the inside to see my fucking black and white and whatever brothers and sisters dealing with these problems.
Adore that shit.
Like I said, it don't matter what color, it don't matter what race. Your sexual where you came from.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Yeah. You're going to come into this country and you are not going to have freedom regardless. You're going to hold some rules.
If you pay enough, you can be free.
No, that's not even that. Not
that
even
is.
That.
That is how it goes.
If you are a leader, then you are free. If you are a leader of this country,
be
a that don't matter. If you pay enough money, you are a leader.
Be a leader in your own life. Then you can be free.
If you are a leader and you are up there in money, then yes, you are free. But to an extent, if we are down here and we are like what we are now, trying to have to live paycheck to paycheck and money to money on yearly, like what is that to us? Like our senators,
that's our way of life.
Our senators that are hardly known. That are hardly fucking known are getting 150,000 a year. I think
it's six figure a year.
It's 165,000 a year to be a senator.
Yeah, so must be you're fucking nice.
So Han, yeah, we're living on 40,000, 30,000, 50,000 a year, bro. I mean, it don't matter if you're in somewhere between under 100,000. You're in poverty.
The thing is, we you're don't cut the pie. Poverty. That's the problem. Is we don't hold the pie cutter. They cut the pie. We are all sitting at the motherfucking kids' table.
We're getting the pie for us.
Yeah, we get whatever the fuck they give us. That's the problem.
Until
we need to get our people
up and say, hey, we need some of this money too, then we're all going to be sitting here. It's all going to be until we all stand the fuck up and are out here in the street standing outside of our jobs, our businesses, anything that is connected to us getting paid. Until we are standing out in the streets and everybody legit, every single American follows, then we're fucked. I mean, like, we're going to keep getting fucked. Like, those people that follow will follow the government. And those people that follow the government will, I mean, unless you're not getting paid.
You can't work with the corporations to make this change. It has to be amongst us. You can't just go shake a fucking senator's hand and be like, hey, let me suck your dick. Let me get one of them G's a year. You know?
Yeah.
Let me get in there and just fucking go it in on that shit.
Exactly.
And that's so not how things get changed. That's not.
And it's sad for America, honestly. Yeah, it's sad for all of us.
We think we're so fucking good and we put so much significance on ourselves. And that's the biggest problem with America, I feel like, is that we spend all this pointless money to try to convert other countries and other people to
which is
ways.
None of our fucking concern.
Yeah. And
but
yeah, we make it
but we have homeless people here. We have children that are getting fucking raped and living in homes with rapists. All of these big things that are domestic problems. And we're worried about what fucking children in fucking Iraq are doing? Are you fucking serious?
But in all actuality, they're just humans too.
That's none of our fucking business. They have their values,
but if they're
their
trying
beliefs
to
in
run
their country.
From the war that we are creating... I understand that.
That's an us problem.
I understand that, yes. If we are over there and we are deployed in their country and their innocents are trying to get out, yes, take them in, bring them over here. They are innocents. Create an entire fucking area, a wide open area for more than much more room for them to
yeah,
be able to start their own
our
communities
borders.
For the time being until their own home community starts to rebuild. That's where I'm coming from.
We
like,
don't look
I
at it
that
way. I
understand that they're coming
it's
over here.
Us
that,
versus them.
Like in Syria, their people were running for from bombs. Like, come on, dude. Like, their places are in wrecks, like World War II style area. Like, come on. Yes, let them come the fuck over here. They're cool.
Nah, but
like,
see, the problem is
but no,
our nationalistic sense makes them the enemy.
That's why you
that's, we look at them
that's
as
why you
scary
put them in their
people.
Own area. That if they're
segregation
going to
never
shit.
Solved anything.
Yeah, but we got enough military. Right,
so you're saying,
we got
you're
enough
saying,
army and
that's
everything.
That's stupid. So you okay? Hear me out. This is exactly what you're saying to me. You want to build a fucking square for these goddamn Syrians to come live in, to be patrolled and controlled by police. Bro, you're starting a new fucking concentration camp, but on American soil. That's what that is.
So, no, only so that they
because
can't...
Because people in power have
their
tendency...
Own
people in power have tendency to rule with a goddamn iron fist over the people they control. So if we have...
Okay, yeah,
Say we open our borders. Hear me out.
No,
say
I
we
see
open
where
our,
you're coming
see
from.
What
I
mean?
See, yeah, no, I see exactly where you're coming from.
You're making new ghettos.
That Hitler did, okay? So Hitler put them in concentration camps, like you said, yes. They put them in their
Okay,
own
but
area.
In these concentration
and
camps
then,
in America, we have flowers and gardens planted. So it looks a little happier. And we have a park for your fucking Syrian kids to play at. But guess what? We're teaching them Christianity in their little schools. We're teaching them fucking God bless America. We're teaching them fucking hate this, hate that. That's not okay. We're a melting pot naturally.
See, hold on. That's where I'm different. I'm saying give them their own community. And saying,
so what, are you gonna just go clear some fucking land? You're gonna call some people up in like New Jersey and be like, hey, New Jersey, we gonna need y'all to clear out 3 miles for these Syrians.
Hold on.
How's that gonna go over?
There isn't open desert out there in the
back. Think about Indian.
It's uninhabitable.
Okay, so they live in that shit on a daily basis, dog.
Hear me out. You want to restart this Trail of Tears with people from a different fucking country and
but
bring
no,
them
no,
into
no.
our goddamn deserts? How crazy is that, bro? Come on, think about it. Think
I
about it. You want Syrian desert
you
people
go
to
over
in,
there. You go over deserts. To where the
That's
yeah,
just
you go
planting fucking bugs in your house basically. Bro.
Yeah,
but
dude.
No, you go over there to their deserts. You go over there to their shit.
But they've
and
learned.
And 10 times worse than what we
but
do.
We've done that
so that's why.
But that's not our.
Hear
me out. I'm not a nationalist.
Okay,
but that's not
no,
a us
no,
problem.
I understand where you're coming
we have
from.
Homeless
it's
people living
problem.
Here that are going
Trump.
Hungry. We have children, my kids' age, going hungry at night. That don't have a place to sleep. That don't have a place to fucking eat. That
but
don't know if they're ever going to see their mom or dad or brother again. That's fucked up. That's what we need to worry about. Fuck what's going on in Europe.
Yeah.
Fuck
but
what's going on in Asia. That's
they
not our problem
years.
Right now. We need to find someone that wants
hey,
to be our president.
Hey, teacher,
that wants to focus on the domestic problems.
But hold on, they have for years. They have for years. They have been.
We've always had our nose up other people's
okay.
asses.
Yeah,
that's
so
why we look at like
Red
that.
Red Cross, fuck that shit. If you want to fucking do something and you got money, take your ass across seas and go over here and help these fucking kids because of the fact that they don't have money to do shit and the fact that they don't have money to bring money over or food in general over from
supplies.
The United States. They need medical supplies and they do need food. So if you have enough money to be able to fly over there for a day to be able to hand out food, go fucking do it. Because of the fact that these people that
they're humans
are putting
too.
Out commercials and everything else, they're taking money to do those commercials and taking like a fucking eighth of that money over there to them. They're taking crackers from your gas station. They are taking...
That's fair.
They are taking... bananas from your own grocery store that you paid 69 cents a pound for. They are taking that stuff from you and taking it to the lightest a bit too. Like not even enough to be able
to
sustain
a village.
Like if it was enough to affect our stores and our main grocery stores saying, hey, we're donating all this to these people so you won't have this for a while. Yeah, I would be fine with that because of the fact I am splitting that with these dying kids and these dying people. Because of the fact that they want to come here because they have access in the free American life to buy this shit. Because over in their country, they can't buy this. They can't get this.
Because
unless the American army is there. If the American army is there watching them eating this stuff and watching them taking this stuff, they are allowed to eat it. But until the people of their country shows up, they are allowed the littlest bit of that little bit that we give them.
But that's not
that's
necessarily
the last thing I got to say
that's
about
not necessarily
that
that's not necessarily our fault though.
Yeah.
No,
you know,
no,
what,
it's
you
not,
know what I mean?
But
that's what I'm saying. We should tackle domestic
it.
Problem. It's understandable you think about it. But okay, hear me out. Here's a way off the wall example. What if every single time I heard that in the arms of the angel song and I fucking go out and I adopt 35 random strays?
Exactly.
Do you think I'm helping? No, I'm not, because
but
I'm...
But imagine the people that are out there doing that stuff.
I understand that, but the thing is that you're glorifying a problem that's not
it's
necessarily
a
huge
problem.
But it's
not a large amount of people. That's
it is,
like
it is. I understand that global nationalism thing, and yes, we do need
if
to eventually get to that.
If it was a large amount of people doing that, then it might make a difference.
But average Joes like us can't afford to do that.
Exactly. So
and that's what sucks.
There's so many people out there seeing that commercial.
But the people that care,
it.
The people that do care can't afford to help. And the people that can't afford to help are so caught up in their own
but
asses.
But they don't see that shit.
Well, because they don't watch TV.
They don't see it. Exactly.
Famous people don't watch
TV. They get selected the
TV
that they want to watch.
So do we.
Yeah, exactly. So
the
why
government,
do we see that shit all the time?
Some jackass from the Nielsen family
money.
Tells you what you want to watch. If these said Nielsen families, random families that choose what we get to watch on TV.
Exist.
What if they were like, oh, fuck Family Guy, fuck Futurama, fuck all these animated shows that give these kids these fucked up ideas and comedy. What if they nixed all that because it wasn't PC?
Yeah.
What the
exactly.
fuck would that? What would that do?
That
because the one shows like that spark controversy.
Future lives that would make it a lot better. Because
really?
our future grandchildren wouldn't know the fact of, oh hey, I hate this person. Oh hey, this person is racist towards me.
So you're saying that the comedical adult shows that
some
kids can
watch.
So yeah,
we erase racism. We erase fucking vulgar. We
yeah, but the freedom of speech is what that is. Are you gonna take that away?
Yeah.
Are you gonna take that away? You can choose what is goes into your kid's brain.
No, I'm not gonna take their freedom of speech.
But you can't take that from everyone.
Towards other people and other races on a daily basis would make our world a lot much better because we'd be able to get along better. Because of the fact that if my daughter walks up and sees, oh, he's an N-word. He's this.
Yeah,
he's everything.
I understand.
No, oh, he's the lowest of the food chain.
So you're saying
we
should increase censorship.
I wouldn't want to see my best friend that I work with be the lowest food chain of all. Because of the fact that I'm honestly sitting higher than him. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to see that because of the fact I wouldn't want to sit even with him. If he's doing the same goddamn job that I am...
But what's that have to do with what's on TV, though? What's
because
that
of the fact that... Okay, you see...
Because comedy is always going to be there. We need that. We need comic relief because life
no,
is fucked up.
No, there's a lot of racism
life.
On TV. There
but
is a lot.
But hear me out. If it's like a comedic
so
light, it's not like we're saying, go hang black people. We're not saying those things. We're making fun of those things
so
to
hot.
Bring them into your consciousness that you don't think about every
they
day.
They didn't make an episode where Peter was with Death and everything, and then all of a sudden they're riding in Cleveland's truck, and all of a sudden the KKK is behind him. And,
yeah.
So just imagine
it's
that.
It's poking fun at groups
so,
like that. They make
exactly.
fun of Scientology. They make fun of fucking... Quagmire's dad became a
yes,
woman.
Exactly.
But see, look, there's some people that will never see that light or a person like that unless they see it on TV.
So
and it makes it more acceptable
there.
And not such a what the fuck when you see a dude dressed in wearing a dress in public because you know why? You seen that on a fucking TV show. And they accept it. Why can't I accept it?
Okay,
that's why.
So the parents that don't accept that and parents
that's their
like
own
me
fucking
and you
problem.
That will tell our child. Hey, he chose what he wanted to do. And what he wanted to be in
but
general.
But you are accountable
so that
for your
he didn't
kids.
Feel
not his
where
kids.
He was at.
Yeah.
So, I feel for that.
So
I feel for
us
the
as
person
parents
that didn't
choose.
Feel comfortable to be a man and go out there and do a bunch of shit that hurt him and everything on a daily basis and be consolidated by women these days. Hold on. That's one thing I got to bring to you. I'm a man. I work on my own cars. I do my own stuff. I'm not going to go over and have a transplant, okay, gender transplant, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to go over and have all that.
Because
done
that's not
me.
The way you
so,
feel inside.
Yes, exactly.
And
okay,
that, but
exactly.
That is the thing. We
so
need to treat our
later
children
in life, I'm a man. I'm going to go ahead and do what I want and what I have been raised to do. So the fact that the
but
people
fuck
that
history.
The,
that's,
okay,
that's
so the people
thing.
That don't have the ways to teach them when they're younger, hey, that's wrong.
That's my very good, man.
When you're growing up. I grew up.
That's not
my
wrong.
Grandpa was an asshole. My dad was an asshole.
But guess
my
what?
Brother was. My big brother was an asshole.
Those people are
we're
dying,
be,
though.
Man, I was, but They didn't
remember
they
that.
They weren't raised the same way I was. I didn't go and learn how to fucking change an alternator. I didn't know how to do that because I was a stepchild. I was a stepchild, the youngest stepchild of them all. I was beaten. I was put down. I was told I was a piece of shit. I was told I wasn't going to be able to do anything by multiple teachers growing up. I was skinny as I was always was. But here I work at Gammon's. I've made a man out of myself. I've had a daughter.
Yeah.
I've done my own shit. I've learned my own shit. Since I was 18, I didn't know shit about men in general.
Well,
I went to Gammon's.
Yeah, get out there and learn.
I learned everything I know about metal from Gammon's. I went to Warner Body. They told me the shit that I already knew.
Yeah, I know.
So I left there. I came back to Gammon's. I'm my own man. I have a daughter. I'm raising
my own. See,
you're
on a different level.
But yeah,
now.
If you are a transgender or if you are black or if you are any fucking other race, do your shit. Take care of your family. If
yeah.
you feel like you're a transgender and you feel like you want to be a woman, if you want to feel like you want to be anything,
rock that
if you,
shit.
Rock it, dude. That rock is you. That is how you are. That is what you
inside,
believe in.
You know? And no one can tell you that. And our job as parents, this is what I was getting to, our job as parents is to raise our children not to hate. Because our grandparents may have been raised like that, to black people's or hard R's.
I will be out here. I support every little bit of it. I will go to the gay pride parade. I will go to any of it.
With a butt plug in. With a glittery butt plug.
I will go out there
and
support all of you guys.
With a glittery butt plug.
I will support all of it. I don't care. Be your own person.
Yeah, man. And that's the thing. That's the big point of our podcast is we don't want no hate, man. And our job as parents is to pass it on to our kids. Because our parents and their generations before were taught to hate. And that's why those lingering, hateful thoughts are still around. Because that's just what it is. It's what you know. If it's in the fucking water, you know that's what it is. It's part of who you are. Our job as adults and as parents, and we're young parents, you know what I mean? So we know what the fuck's going on. We're not stuck into... And I'm glad that our generation is starting to wake up and be like, look, you be who you want to be. As long as it's not hurting anyone or your beliefs or... Fuck, if I want to be a goddamn... transgender Satanist, I'm allowed to. Because you know what? I live in fucking America. If I want to put I'm a fucking unicorn on my license, it'd be a bitch at the BMV, but I'm sure I can get it done.
Alright, hold on. I did see a picture the other day on Facebook a bunch of children standing there with signs saying, "We are watching."
Oh, that was me.
I support that.
Yeah, yeah,
I support that 100%. Like, whatever
that's a reminder.
Whatever they feel comfortable with, whatever they want to be, whatever they want to do with their lives.
It's just a reminder.
It's their lives. They are here for a short amount of time. We are not here for a long time. We are here for
good times.
Say it. 70, 80 years, okay? So the lifespan everybody believes is 100 years. Yes, there are people that live to be that, but that's luck, man. Who wants to be, and those people that want to be, are 100 years old, who wants to still see all this shit? Who wants to see war?
Life's a hell of a ride, dude.
Who wants to see hate, man? Who wants to see all this shit? I want to love my woman. I want to love my kid. I want to love whoever my kid loves.
Man, woman, whatever. You know?
Whatever she loves, I love. Whatever, that's a second verse of my life. My first verse of whatever I done is whatever I recorded. Whatever she does, she's going to record. Whatever she does, she is going to be about. And I support that 100%.
As you should.
If she is a lesbian, I support it. If she is a transgender, if she wants to be a man, I support it. So whatever people out there want to do,
I support it
because of the fact that that's what you want to do in your lifespan.
Yeah.
That is what you're taking your life up to do. Whatever you want to do, whatever I want to do is whatever I want to do. Just don't ever force it upon a person.
Absolutely. Don't shove your beliefs down someone's throat. It's not a cock.
Exactly.
How do you feel about it, Junior? How do you feel about beliefs and shit? You got a kid now. You're in the dad's club.
Yeah, man.
You just talk about people in general.
Like, yeah, yeah. How do you feel about what's going on right now, all this hate shit? How are you as a dad gonna fucking pass on love to your kid? And you know what I mean? I know it's relatively new and it's still sinking into you, but
it's new and it's tough because of the current situation.
I understand, but once you get through that, you will get through it. I promise you.
I don't know you very well,
but I promise you, you'll get through it.
Being
I know
a dad
that.
And having a child, though, like you think about it, like you think, you try to think of the whole 18 years.
Bro, you see life from a different perspective.
Yeah,
you do.
Like you have a lot of time to think about your child's life and what's going to happen, what they're going to do, what they're going to want to do. Choices they're gonna make, what you're gonna have to do about that, what you're gonna have to say, you know, I don't know. I think people should just, you know, just make the right decision. Everybody knows what the right decision is. You know, at a certain point,
if it feels right, it is right for the most part.
Yeah. At a certain point, people don't know. You know, and like,
don't be afraid to ask. I feel like, you know, if you see an OG around or someone that looks like they know what's up, just remember the dumbest question. Is the one that you don't fucking ask and you end up fucking up on your own. Right. Like, if you felt like you should have asked about it, fucking ask, man. Like, most of the time, people are pretty fucking cool. If you come at them with your real ass naive day, they're gonna be like, look, I got you. I was a dumbass young kid before, you know what I mean? Like, don't be afraid to ask, man. You got so many good people around you. Like, don't forget that. That's something I just want to pass on to you. I don't know you very well, but I'm sure I'll get to know you, you know?
Oh, I'm sure. Man.
We work at the sweatshop together, so.
Yeah. What about that? Like, people with anxiety, people that are shy, like, they don't open up, they don't want to talk to people, and then, you know, people get vibes off of that. Like, you know,
that's
like,
a lot of Richard.
Say, like, he doesn't talk to me all day, and I think he has a problem with me or something. I don't.
I think the same thing.
I don't, like, but I'm like, that's how some people react.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
I mean, and you guys have a confrontation for absolutely no reason.
You guys just be looking at each other all fucked up.
Exactly.
And so you start to build up in your head, man, maybe this guy's a fucking dick.
Exactly.
And you're like, man, why the fuck he looking at me like that, you know?
Right.
And the thing is, everyone is just trying to scan each other and figure out who the fuck you are. Because, for one, we work in the hood. So the people that you work with, maybe some sketchy motherfuckers, you know what I mean? You don't know. You've met this guy for 40 seconds, you see how he can lift. You don't know shit about him, where he came from, what he does, if he's a fucking shooting heroin in the bathroom, you don't know. You know what I mean? That's the thing. I literally came into Gammon's one day, and there was a dude passed out with a fucking needle in his arm in the bathroom. Billy will tell you about that one. That was insane. Me and him came in early, and we found this dude fucking passed out, slumped in the stall with just the shit in his arm still. And I was like, yo, Wally, this motherfucker's passed out. Sure enough, dude don't work with us no more. Shelby, I hope you're doing better, man. Like, he's a good guy, but I really hope you got clean, Shelby. If you're hearing this, like, probably not, but, bro, please get your shit together. You were a pretty okay guy when you were sober. Please, Shelby, heroin's a hell of a drug, and it will kill you. Billy remembers, we walked in on a dude passed out in the stall with a fucking needle in his arm, man. Like, first thing in the morning.
That was pretty wild, though.
First thing in the morning, he's a bust down boy. Shelby was pretty alright. But when he was on the shit, he was a different fucking animal.
Well, you couldn't even really tell. You just thought he was a cool ass dude. Like, he was out there working and shit. But next thing you know, like, he's passed out. Like, I don't know if it was the first time for him or some shit. Like,
he was recovering at it.
He had a bad man, but
he was clean like a year prior before he started at Gammon's.
And as soon as I know what was going on, like, I was there, like, as it happened. I kind of watched everything lay out, and it's like, dog,
what are you doing to yourself, man?
Exactly, man. Like, you can't.
Someone has to love you somewhere.
Your shit because of the fact that, like, you know you have a life. You know. There's going to be a consequence to something, and there's something that's going to happen to your life, and the fact.
But the brain of an addict don't think of those things.
Yeah, exactly. So you
they
kinda,
don't. They think about me, and the next high. That's it.
You gotta get control of yourself, man. Like, you gotta think.
I hope he's doing better. That's all I want to say on that. I don't want to get too deep into Shelby, but I hope he's.
But
doing
no,
better.
Even in the same instinct, like, I mean, I wanted to do coke all the fucking. Like,
well, doesn't anybody?
Yeah, but
people that like speed.
But coke is super addictive, like, to a certain person.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, it was, like, all the fucking time. And, like, sometimes I even still think about it, man. I'm like, man, let's just go fucking grab a little coke. Get a little wild. Nah, man. It's
but see,
like,
for me, I feel like it's a dirty drug.
Yourself and you
it's dirty.
Well, no, exactly.
And you
like
should
you
feel.
Yeah,
I'm just coming from a dude that
that's
don't fuck with
shame in your head.
You
that's
should
shame.
Feel dirty.
Shame.
Yes.
Shame.
Yes, you should feel like all the little homies in your head are yelling shame at you.
Tommy, like, what are we doing in the shadows? Shame.
Yes, shame, you deserve shame. To be shamed.
Exactly.
Because it's dirty, and not just that, you're not yourself. You become the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde character when you're on that shit, when you're not on it. I've had many friends that were on that shit, you know? Like, when they were on the hard drugs, like, they weren't the same guy. He may try to fight me. The most mellow guy I've ever met in my fucking life. When he's loaded on the shit, he's ready to fight anybody for no fucking reason because you fucking looked at his shoes and didn't fucking compliment him or some wild ass shit. Because in their head, that's the way things go. Yeah. And you got to think, the mind of an addict is like a fucked up Lego tower where nothing's even, and they're all different colors, and it's just everything going every which way because you know why? That's how they rationalize it.
I see that shit from, like, just...
Yeah.
I see that shit from, you know, from my mom firsthand. You know, especially
and I'm sorry for that, man. I didn't want to say something about that, man. I'm sorry you go through that, and she's allowed to RC car control you from a distance sometimes.
I'm comfortable talking about it now, you know, like after so long.
You've dealt with it for a long time.
Man, it's just...
Speak up a little bit. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, no, sorry about that. But it's just like compared to when she's sober, compared to when she was using, two completely different people. You know?
Well, and the thing is, even if you stop the drugs for a long time, you still have that burnt-in mentalness to it. Like, some people are just... once you've been addicted... excuse me. You develop, like, this addictive personality. And it's just, like, anything. Cigarettes or fucking... Even bottles of water. Like, something that, like... Stupid regular people.
People need to find a muse somehow.
That's it, man. And idle hands is the devil's playground. Yeah. We live by that here on the Trippy Cupcakes podcast. Stay busy, stay positive, stay focused. We love everyone. Big one. And we got a couple more minutes here. Junior, thanks for coming on today, sir.
Hey, dude, it was awesome.
We appreciate you.
I enjoyed it all.
Enjoy your time at Gammon's. It's not the best job you ever have, but it's a very tight butthole for the most part. Most of the people are pretty fucking all right.
Ooh. Man, come on, right there.
Sometimes.
That's great.
Right. Well, guys, that was it.
Billy Butthole here. Stay safe out there and stay the fuck away from stupid shit.
Hey, respect yourself, respect everyone. Free love, and remember, us as parents, we choose how things are going to go for our kids. And we leave the future to our children. Remember, they're watching. It's all love, no hate language. Thanks, everybody. This was a good one, and we'll be up probably tonight.